Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very happy now to welcome in studio, because he's in town. You can see him at Cobb's tonight and through the weekend.
Yes.
Bill Bellamy. How you doing, Bill?
I am in the building. Tittlewood up, baby. Man, I'm loud.
Now, we were just talking before you went on that when I told you I was an Oakland guy, then you said everything's hella.
Yeah. Because, like, when you come to the Bay, you know, the Bay, what I like about the Bay has its own vibe. You know what I mean? Mm. It's things that are very unique to the Bay. And one thing that people say as an adjective in when they like something or it's crazy or it's amazing is hella. You know what I mean? Oh, you hella cool, man. You hella cool. She hella big. You know?
It works.
But it works because you get it. Because you know hella is like a lot.
Mm-hmm. But it actually, when you say it, it sounds normal to me, and it works.
It works. That's what I'm saying, man.
All right. Now, when I think about, because this is a sports talk show, so I'm trying to look at sports things. Any given Sunday, playing the White, I mean, that had to be a dream role to be with all those great actors and Oliver Stone. What was that like?
For me, being an actor and a comedian, this particular movie, Any Given Sunday, was a dream come true because I've always been a football fan. And, you know, if there was another thing that I could have done, you know, would have been to see what it felt like to play in the NFL. So this movie gave me that opportunity. And I played a receiver, obviously. You know, I'm tall, I'm fast, you know. I just never had gotten hit before. That was the thing that threw me off.
So you got hit.
Oh, man. Let me tell you what's crazy about getting hit. You don't forget that feeling. Mm-hmm. And for the guys that, you know, play the sport for real and know they're going to get hit when they go across that middle, know on that slant that safety's coming down or that middle linebacker's going to be meeting you with a little treat right there, and you still got to catch the ball, that's gangster.
Well, I got to tell you, Bill, I mean, we're the same age. Mm-hmm. We're both born the same year. You look in great shape.
Thank you.
I'm letting myself go a little bit.
That's all right, man. You're so rich. You can do that.
That's so rich. What do you do? Is it all just living down that straight and narrow?
Well, it's a combination of stuff. It's diet. It's training a lot. You know, I train quite a bit, and I think exercise and nutrition is pretty much the key to anything. So what I did was especially after I did Any Given Sunday, I said for the rest of my life, exercise and nutrition will be a part of my life.
Wow. We're very well done. Bill Bellamy has joined us. And Shakespeare is accredited, rightfully so, with giving us dozens of phrases. And you have one that is more awesome than all the Shakespeare ones.
Thank you.
And that is...
Shout out to my boy, William. I see you, William.
Two Williams,
right? Two Williams in the building.
All right. But the term booty call, that was you.
It's not going anywhere. You know, I should have patented it in 92, but I was young and just being creative. And, you know, sometimes, you know, things stick, you know. Sometimes you get a phrase in a movie that everybody liked and it kind of like resonates, right? Mm-hmm. Booty call was a joke that I did, and just the phrase, it says what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm making a booty call, right? It's funny. It makes you smile. I knew it was going to be sort of a fun thing, but I didn't know it was going to be like, bam. Like
take a movie off, like, named after it.
Movie,
did you get any
everything.
Royalties
from
that?
Yeah, yeah. Every now and then I get a booty call check. I do.
All right, and it's like a booty call check from the movie or from a booty call.
I get it from the movie. Every time somebody says it on Pandora when they play the joke, I'm like, yeah, that's your boy, Billy B.
Bill Bellamy is with us, and over the years, you've worked with a lot of guys. And when you were on Kenan and Kel a couple times.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan of Kenan Thompson, and if you watch Saturday Night Live, his versatility, and for guys who break, he never breaks. He's so professional, but he's also so hella funny. When you saw him as a kid,
he was funny.
Did you know that this guy is going to go places?
I didn't know where they would go from Kenan and Kel, because Kenan and Kel, at that time, the reason I was on Kenan and Kel, I was doing Cousin Skeeter. So I was doing a voice.
You were Cousin Skeeter.
Yeah, I was basically Cousin Skeeter. So I was in the Nickelodeon family, right? I knew both of the guys had great chemistry. They're really like best friends. I didn't know that Kenan was going to make a leap like that. Yeah. And I didn't know he had all those different levels. And it's been a blessing and really fun to watch him grow as an artist or as a comedian. Because he's very, very funny. And but I didn't know he had voices and character. I mean, on Saturday Night Live, he gets a lot of run on there. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy for him.
Now, that's the thing. I mean, Bill, you've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. You've stayed in the game. As I mentioned, you're doing stand-up at Cobb's, you know, the best venue here in the Bay Area. To stay fresh is one thing. New material is one thing. Some guys run the old tired act out there because it's good, but they'll do the same thing over and over and over and over. But for you to have that passion and that buzz, because I'm sure you're comfortable, but you still get a little bit of them butterflies. Is that what kind of keeps you going?
Every time. Mm-hmm. This is what I love about comedy, right? No matter how many movies you do or TV shows and all that stuff, when you step on that stage, you start all over. Mm-hmm. Every night's brand new, right? I can't live for what I did in 97 or 2010 right. or 12 or 13. Tonight, I'm brand new. So all the people that are coming, they're coming from all those different years of love and hard work, right? But tonight, I got to prove myself all over again. I love that because you get no parachute mm-hmm. when you're doing stand-up, right?
Well, it's like when I sit in here, I get zero feedback. I might get a tweet or a call. Right. But for you, if you die, it's there.
Oh,
but if
it's
you it, and if you kill, like when you look back, getting your start, because I remember reading that book, I Killed, about the comedians and all the different places they've been. Where was one place where 2 minutes in, you were like, I wish my set was over?
Oh, I'll tell you, I remember it like it was yesterday. This was like one of my first times that I ever performed, and I thought I could improv. And the reason I did, because my favorite comedian was Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin Williams seems like he would just go up on stage and he'd just be randomly talking about stuff, and it just was funny, and go from this character to that character. So I went up on stage thinking that's how you do stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gifted that way. Like, I can improv, but not, like, the whole hour. Like, I got to have some type of direction, right?
Right.
And I bombed so bad. And I invited, like, 10 of my friends from college, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
That ride home in the car with 4 of my best friends, the way they ate my ass up all the way back, man, I said, I'll never get booed again. It was the worst. Because when you get booed, it's the complete opposite of getting a standing ovation.
Yeah.
It's no reaction. Absolute, like, what the hell?
You're on the knife edge of euphoria and disaster.
Absolutely.
With that, right?
It's disastrous, yeah.
Rick Tittle with Bill Bellamy. You mentioned college, and I know you're a Rutgers guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's about he's passed away 4 or 5 years older than us, was James Gandolfini. He was
yes.
a Rutgers guy. Did you ever come into contact with him being Scarlet Knights?
Yes, yes. I met him once. I met him once at Rutgers, because we had, like, this was like when Rutgers was doing good.
Talking about Tony Soprano, for people who don't know who that is. Yeah.
Tony Soprano, a.k.a. James Gandolfini, he went to Rutgers as well. And also Kristen Smith went, too, from Sex and the City.
Right.
Because we were doing good about 6 years ago. We had a good team. We had the coach, now I think he's in the NFL to coach him again.
Oh, yeah, the guy who went down to Tampa Bay, the Italian guy.
Schiano.
And you had Ray Rice.
Coach Schiano?
I say Schiano, but they say Schiano.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm too much time in Europe.
Too much time.
Yeah.
But anyway, we all went to back to the school, and then I got a chance to meet. He was real, real cool. And at the time, I didn't know he went to Rutgers. I was like, that is cool as hell. You know what? We got some talented people coming out of the Scarlet Knights. So
mm-hmm.
I got one time, and he was really cool.
Couple more questions from Bill Bellamy. As I was mentioning to you, the commissioner of baseball was in town. This is a more serious question, but someone asked him, why have the numbers of African Americans dwindled in Major League Baseball? Mm-hmm. And from the 70s, when it was 25% black dudes, and I mean black Americans, mm-hmm. to now it's down to like 6% black mm-hmm. Americans. And he said, I've had a million people try to tell me why, and I have no idea. I have no idea.
Right.
Do you have, I mean, as I asked that to you, do you have any?
I mean, I can give you a grassroots, you know, sort of synopsis or, you know, theory about why I think that the numbers are low.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, they don't promote baseball like they promote other sports. It's just baseball. Like, they don't have any type of imagery, campaigns about what it is to be a baseball player like they do basketball and football. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll see a Gatorade commercial when it is not even football season with a football player in it. You'll see, mm-hmm. you know, Nike or whoever else, Under Armour, right? Why don't they do baseball like that? I don't get it. So what happens is, you know, why Jordan brand is selling sneakers and Nike is still thriving as a company over these years, they do strategic athlete campaigns. They don't even market baseball really in there,
mm-hmm.
right? So to the young kids, the new generation of baseball players, they're not being enticed to play the game. So why is there more of a dominant Latin experience or a Latin influence in baseball? You see, most of the guys are Dominican, Cuban, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's because in those countries, baseball is number one and it's promoted in those countries. So they're not necessarily, you know, focusing on basketball. Mm-hmm. Baseball is the holy grail to a kid from a third world or second world country. They're like, baseball is something that they can play, relatively inexpensive sport, right? Mm-hmm. You can play it almost anywhere. They have baseball academies, universities, the whole nine. We need that here because baseball is an amazing sport. It's one of our, like, pastimes, right? Why don't they promote it that way? I always wondered that. Why don't they promote the sport?
All right, very interesting. One more sports question. I'm just going to say three words and get your reaction. Mm-hmm. Phil, Mello, Knicks. What's going to happen? Because I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, I think the upside is good. I think two, three years away from something that could be like, you know, not this season, but I would say two or three because – after this, in 2015, they'll be able to give away some people and get some people.
Mm, clear up some cap space.
Yeah, yeah,
because
they gave Amari all that money for nothing.
I got one more question from Bill Bellamy. Chelsea Handler, I talked to her a long time ago. She, and I know you go on her show sometimes. She seems to me like one of those people that doesn't have shtick. Like they'll say cut, clear, and she's the same person. Is that pretty much it? Or
yeah, I think Chelsea is who she is, you know, and she's one of the most down-to-earth, edgy, you know. If she likes you, you're probably the coolest person in the world with her, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? We connected because we're both from Jersey, and, you know, she's always been really, really cool for me. And I like it because she's like a chick that just really don't care. You know, she's got her own swag, you know, blonde girl swag, you know what I'm saying? And I just always like her, man. I think she's always going to win. And sometimes, you know, I think she's too edgy for them. That's why she has to stay on cable. I don't think she can do that on TV.
Yeah, no doubt. Bill Bellamy, if you're in the Bay Area, you want to make sure you check him out at Cobb's tonight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's, of course, over on Columbus Street in North Beach. Bill, man, great meeting you. Thanks for
coming in, man.
Thank
you, anytime you want to rock with your boy BB, holla at me, man.
I absolutely
will. I'm hella cool.
You are hella cool. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back after a hella short commercial break on Sports Byline.